Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Did you know that one American cultic group teaches that men will progress until they reach godhood? One of the leaders in that movement affirmed, "In spite of the opposition of the sectarian groups, in the face of direct blasphemy, our church proclaims the eternal truth. As man is, God once was. As God is, man may be." The founder of that cult announced that God himself was once as we are now, and is an exalted man, and sits enthroned in yonder heavens. Some within the so-called New Age movement preach the same lies Satan sold to Adam and Eve. In her television series, Out on a Limb, Shirley MacLaine proclaimed, "I am God. I am that I am." These sentiments, dear friends, are blasphemous, as all who teach them will learn on the Day of Judgment. But if we are not going to become gods, why would the New Testament writers use the term godliness, which Peter identifies as one of the Christian graces? 2 Peter 1, 6 and 7. My friends, there is one truth we can know absolutely. Godliness does not mean evolving into godhood and having our own universes to populate. Yet, oddly enough, Dr. M. Scott Peck, author of numerous best-selling books, including his blockbuster, The Road Less Traveled, advocates the lie of Satan in Genesis 3:5. Please listen to Dr. Peck, who incidentally claims to have been converted to Christianity. "To put it plainly, our conscience is God, God within us. We were part of God all the time. God has been with us all along, is now, and always will be." Page 281. That is extremely dangerous teaching. The word godliness does not even have the Greek word for God in it. The Greek word is eusebia, from eu, meaning well, and sebomai, meaning to worship. Vine defines the word to mean to be devout. It denotes piety which, characterized by a Godward attitude, does that which is well-pleasing to Him. But how does one know what constitutes godliness? My friends, it is not for you and me to decide what contributes to a godly life. That has to come from the God who made us and who has revealed in His Word what He wants us to do. Is it your understanding of the Scripture that Jesus was a perfect example of godliness? I surely hope that all who claim to be Christians will readily accept that truth. So let us examine briefly some statements inspired writers record concerning Jesus Christ. Jesus said to His disciples, "My meat is to do the will of Him who sent me, and to finish His work." John 4:34. On another occasion, Jesus told the Jews, "And He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things which please Him." John 8:29. These passages inform us of our Lord's desire to do the will of God always. Is that not what godliness means? Is one godly because he may attend church services regularly? If one contributes generously of his material goods to help the poor, to spread the gospel of Christ, does that not mean he is godly? The Apostle Peter furnishes us with these insights into what godliness means. "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brothers, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are hereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing." 1 Peter 3:8 and 9. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.